Podcast. Happy Thursday, man. Guys, I want to give you guys an update on the mastering. So I'm going to go with Andres Mayo. He's from Austin, Texas. He's based there, but I think he's Brazilian, I think. Such a cool guy, man. Just super nice. I haven't talked to him on the phone, but just like all via email. And he's just super considerate, and he really cares about your mix sounding great before he masters it, which is what I love, man. Sterling Sound did not do that. I love that he did that. So I decided he wanted me to, just to get the ball rolling, he wanted me to send him one song just so he could, like, you know, approve, you know, evaluate the state of the mix before he masters it. And I decided to go with track number 7, which is the most chaotic track. It's the most, like, intense track, you know, like bass, drums, most aggressive track. It's by far the most aggressive track. So all the other ones are not really aggressive, but you know, there's a reason why this track is aggressive. So I sent him it, and man, I was so pumped when he, like, I'll read you what he said. This is what he said. He goes, Dan, I had a listen, and I think the mix is in great shape. I like the relative levels of the vocal track versus instrumentation. The overall balance of the mix, warm and still powerful and punchy. The color of the drum kit, just enough brightness. Well done. So, in fact, all I have to say is congratulations. Let me know if you'd like to proceed. In case you do, please let me comment, blah, 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 blah. So, dude, this guy's like a Grammy Award-winning mastering engineer. Super cool. Super awesome that he said that. I definitely want to seek out some mixing clients because I'm feeling like I got a knack for this thing, man. And, like, I'm really glad I got that kind of feedback from him. So I decided to have him master that one, track number 7. He's going away for a week, so he's gonna resume mastering, like, next Thursday. So, like, a week from today. So he sent me the mastering. I've listened to it twice. I heard it once in my speakers at work. And once on my speakers, a couple times the speakers in my car. And it sounds so freaking good, man. I'm doing like a back and forth A-B kind of split testing, you know, trying to see the difference between like the mixed version and the mastered version. Dude, he like tightened up the bass. It's just so punchy. It's so powerful. It's so strong. It has so much more presence. Man, he did such a good job. And I'm learning more and more through time what mastering does to an audio file, right? It's so cool. And I'm super pumped. So I recommend him, man. Andres Mayo. I haven't confirmed with him yet. I'm going to do it very soon. I'll definitely do it today. But I really want to hear my mixing monitors, too. It's important that a mastered song sounds good everywhere. I also heard it just on my phone speakers. And it sounds great. Sounds great there, too. You know, just, you want to make sure that a mastering guy doesn't make it anything too bright, right? Or too bassy or too, you know, too MIDI. You want it to sound the way you want it to sound, man. So, but it's hard to like zoom out of like, you know, everything you've been working on, like in the mix and like working, oh, I want this to be this loud. I want to put reverb here, blah, blah, blah. But mastering is more of a general thing. And, but it like strengthens the goddamn thing, gives it more space. It kind of makes everything like three dimensional, man. Super happy about it, man. It sounds fucking fireball. You know what I mean, dude? Super strong, powerful. I'm very excited, man. I can't wait to see what he does to the other tracks. And he's going to evaluate the other songs, too, to make sure they're mastering ready. But Andres Mayo, man, off soundbetter.com. Soundbetter.com. He has, like, 306, like, five-star reviews. Grammy Award-winning guy. He doesn't just do, like, hip-hop and EDM, you know? He does rock and Latin and world music, which is why I was interested in him. And I really like his, and you can look up his, I think I said this in a podcast, like, a week ago. You can look up his, like, interview questions, like, you know, FAQ and, like, I guess sound better, like, once you have a profile, you, like, it, like, asks you questions so, like, potential clients can get to know you better. And it just really sounds like he cares. And very experienced. He's been doing it for, like, 25 years or something. Yeah, he's a good guy, man. Super excited. Can't wait to share this with you, man. Track number 7, he mastered first. So I'll talk to you guys soon. Much love and take care, guys. Have a great weekend. Oh, wait. And before I go, I do want to share with you guys a cool acoustic piece. I call it Confucius. Confucius. Spider cape bow on the 3rd fret, I believe, on only like two or three strings. It's nice. Nice and confusing, but really chill at the same time. I just call it Confucius because of like that major 7th. Sorry, that flat 7. You hear it, it's like really pop and it sounds really nice. It makes me think of confusion, and then I decided to just go with Confucius. So I'm not going to say anything after, but just enjoy it on the way out. And I'll see you guys next week. Peace out, guys. Here it is.